Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881. And share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now, your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Yes, welcome back. It's very good to have your company this Wednesday morning here on the Turley Frequency, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio. Now, we've just been in conversation with Joseph Pronishan all about Fatima. If you want to read some of Joseph's articles, because we kind of ran out of time in that interview, just go to the National Catholic Register, put in Joseph's name, and up pops endless articles. He's a prolific writer, often on the subject of Fatima, but also other devotions. He's a really gifted writer, award-winning, and his contribution to popular devotions and their history, etc. Very, very interesting. And can I also say that what I should have said about Lot's wife was not that we take it with a grain of salt, but that we don't take that story with a grain of salt. That's what I meant to say, because we believe everything that's in the Bible. We really, really do. So it's a very good story. Now, poor old Lot's Mrs. Lot turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back at the sinfulness of Sodom. Well, we're looking forward to the Divine Mercy Chaplet here now on Archangel Radio. Each day we pray that prayer, and we pray it for you, our dear listener, and I am accompanied in that journey by a prayer warrior, somebody who comes in, gives up their time to pray with us here live on air. So let's find out today, who is our prayer warrior?
In the studio with us, Kevin, we have Mr. David Williams.
David, welcome back.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be back.
I hope so. I hope you had a good 4th of July. I don't think I've seen you since.
I think you're correct. I had a scheduling conflict last couple of weeks ago, so it probably was before the 4th or right around there.
I hope you had a wonderful time. All the fireworks went off in the right direction. All the grilling happened at the right time, and nothing was burnt.
Well, I think the fireworks went off in the right direction. I want to test everything not being burned, though.
What do you make of Fatima, David? Any thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm just a believer.
That's enough. I remember speaking to an elderly gentleman, a convert to the faith, about this. And I remember I was trying to explain to him once the whole theology of indulgences, which is something which is a little bit, you know, out there for most of us, right?
Yes.
And I remember his eyes slowly glazing over before at one point, looking into the distance, he said, "Kevin, I'll have whatever's going." and I kind of know what he means.
Yes.
I'm sure you do as well, David. I'll have whatever's going, whatever's going to do me some good. So what we're trying to do on this show at the moment is trying to get 10 good men, good women to come forward and say, "Yes, I want to be consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary." If we can get 10 together, we will have this radio first, this radio experiment, which is to consecrate a show and its audience to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. What do you think of that, David?
I think that's terrific. And that can be something we can definitely offer on our Divine Mercy Chaplet for sure.
Do you mean I can put you down as one of those 10 good men and women true?
Absolutely.
Okay, David's the first. David's the first, and there's no going back on that, David. We have it live on air. Reed has taped that, and we'll be playing it every single break now, as validated by David. But listen, it's great to have you in the studio today, David. Thank you so much for coming in and praying with us. Now, you're no stranger to this prayer. I'll just tell anybody who's listening for the first time, may have just tuned in, wondering, what's all this? Who are these guys? Who are these characters? What are they talking about? Well, we're talking about the Divine Mercy Chaplet. That's a prayer that we say at this time on this station, on this show. And here in London at 3 p.m., it's the hour of great mercy. And there, you know, it's not hard to work out. That is the hour that our Lord died upon the cross for all our sins. And that's the great hour when we becry the Divine Mercy. We beg it. We make supplication to it to enter into the various problems, various prayer requests that come towards David and I in this next 30 minutes. Now, we can pray for you. There's two ways we can do that. You can call in, 888-928-0881. Reed will take your call, but don't worry about that. He's very nice. He will take your call, and you can come live on air, and we will hear what your request is. Or if you prefer, Reed will take it anonymously. He's as silent as the grave in terms of identification, so no need to worry on that, but we'll still pray for anonymous requests. Or you can text me direct on 251-928-2111. And what you can also do on that text number, 251-928-2111, is text me if you want to be part of this consecration to the Sacred Heart, live on air here on Archangel Radio. Come on. You know you do. Okay. Listen, David, I'm sure you've come fully armed and loaded with your rosary beads.
Yes, sir.
In which case, I guess we better start. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for calling Archangel Radio.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen. Okay, well, for this first decade, David, let's find out who or what you would like us to pray for.
As always, Kevin, I like to start for the conversion or reconversion of my son, Zachary Christian.
Yes.
And for my betrothed, Anna Elizabeth.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew you were going to say that. And we say that every time. And I'm so pleased that we're able to pray for both Zachary Christian and Anna Elizabeth. And I think you've said in the past, David, that Zachary Christian knows that he's being prayed for.
He does. He knows he's being prayed for. And, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he seems to be moving in the right direction. Let me say it that way. We've had several conversations recently, and I see light, and I on my knees in praise and thanksgiving for this bit of progress. And I have to attribute it to daily prayers and my every other Wednesday coming here and being with you.
Well, we praise God for this, David, but it's just the beginning, and we're not going to stop until we've brought Zachary Christian home safe and the fatted lamb or fatted calf is suitably cooked over a barbecue somewhere.
Absolutely.
In Alabama.
So
Zachary Christian we'll definitely pray for. And I know you've got a big event coming up later in the year. Anna Elizabeth and you are going to be wed together. Preparations are a stressful time. I hope it's not too stressful for you both just at this time.
No, it's not. We're both older, Kevin, and so, you know, it's, you know, very, very, very small. Pretty much just the plan is to have a very, very small service with a priest in a you know Catholic mass. Not a big production as one would think, but as you get older, you kind of realize what's important. So very small, and yeah, things are moving in that direction, but not too stressful.
Well, that's great. And we have invited Anna Elizabeth, but whenever the time is right, David, it might be nice to have you both as an engaged couple to come in and pray, maybe just before you get married or something.
It would
be just a great way for us to fortify you both with lots and lots of prayer just before you enter into the holy matrimony.
Got to make that happen. It's a work conflict thing, but
sure.
You saying that is got me determined now. So.
Well, if you're listening, Anna Elizabeth, to this, you know you're always welcome, and you know that David prays for you every time he's on anyway, as do the rest of us, because the whole Archangel Radio Prayer Warrior family step in here, and we start to pray for you both at this time. Okay. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, David. Now, I have a note here that we've had a request in to read, so let's find out who we're praying for next.
Yes, Kevin. During that last decade, we did have some people calling in, and it was actually Lee, who yesterday, I believe we wished him a happy birthday on the show.
That's right.
So thank you for calling in. But he's got a couple of very serious intentions. One is for Woody McPhillips, who he said they have recently found tumors in his brain. So he wants to raise him up to the Lord. Yeah. And then also he wants to pray for Daphne, who is suffering from cancer also. So, it's like I mentioned last week, it's something that's really... showing its prevalence a lot, and we need to keep praying for it. And Lee also mentioned that he wanted to add his name to the list of the folks who want to have the show consecrated to the Immaculate Heart, Kevin.
Oh, wonderful. That's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. Lee, listen, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Reed, for doing a wonderful job and summing all that up. Lee, again, happy birthday. Hope it was wonderful yesterday. And we will definitely now pray for Woody. Pray for these tumors. We ask that we ask for miracles here on earth. So we're going to ask that the Lord help Woody at this time. The doctors be amazed at what happens next. And Daphne, if you're listening as well, we're going to pray for this cancer. We're going to pray that the blood of Jesus in this month of July, that it washes away all these cancerous cells, and that you are renewed and revivified in the blood of our Savior, washed afresh in the blood of the Lamb. So Woody, Daphne, and Lee, we pray for you now. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you, David. And thank you again, Lee. And Lee, listen, call again. Always glad to hear from you. Okay, third decade. Back to you, David. Who or what would you like us to pray for in this third decade?
I have a few, Kevin. A month back when I was here, I mentioned a dear family friend, Christopher Hill, who has been diagnosed with lung cancer. He's undergoing radiation and chemo. Wonderful news yesterday from his wife, Diane, that his last report was that it's succeeding and that the tumors are shrinking. So I want to continue to pray for his healing and comfort. A couple of others for Pam Penix, who has some digestive issues. We want to pray for her. And for Jim Ellis, he's a parishioner. He's an elderly gentleman, and he has not been feeling well. He's made the move to live with his daughter. I don't want to offer him up for prayer as well.
Absolutely. Well, great news on about Christopher. That's absolutely fantastic news, David. And the first thing we'll do is we'll thank God in this decade. We'll thank God that the reports are positive, and we'll thank him again in anticipation that they're going to get even better in Christopher's regards. And we'll also pray for his wife at this time. It must be very, very stressful for her. Do you mind sharing her first name or Christian name, David?
Christopher and Diane Hill. And just I've been meaning to mention to you this. Christopher is a native Brit. He served in Her Majesty's Royal Navy. He's lived stateside probably 30 years now, 30, 35 years, but wonderful fella. And, you know, just good to hear their good report, and just want to continue to pray for his healing.
Well, Christopher and Diane, we're very much keeping you both in prayer at this time, and especially you, Christopher. We're giving thanks for the good news so far, and we're going to pray for even better news in the future. And we praise you, Lord, for your kindness and your great mercy that you've shown to Christopher so far. We pray for Pam this morning. We pray these digestive problems will start to subside, and that she'll be returned to full health very, very soon. And we also pray for Jim, and we pray for all our listeners who are elderly, who are having to come to decisions about leaving their home, moving into care homes. We've had a few times we've been praying for that recently. And also the families that have to deal with the upheavals and what have you. So Jim, if you're listening to this either on playback or live, we're praying for you at this time, praying the Holy Spirit will help you and guide you at this time. Remember, Jim, that the Holy Spirit, one of the titles, is the Comforter, and we ask him to comfort you in this time of your life. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Thank you very much, David. Now, David, you have started something. You realize that?
What have I done now?
Well, boldly on air, you raised your hand for the consecration that we're trying to get off the ground
here. I'll take
here.
It. I'll be number one.
you were a trailblazer. Put your hand up first.
Absolutely.
And then we had Lee. Lee came on and spoke to Reed, and he said he was up for it as well. Well, guess what? We've had a number of texts now from people who are ready for this. I'm just going to read out a couple. We had Jim, our good friend Jim, who's a regular texter to the show. Good morning to you, Jim. And Jim just texted in saying, Jim C is in! Exclamation. So, Jim C, you are definitely in. You're part of. You're number three on this wonderful cavalcade that we've started here. So that's three men we've found, all men, funny enough. Mm. Now, we've had an anonymous text in saying, okay, Kevin, I'm in. Mm. And then the anonymous texter, you know who you are, goes on to say, I'd also like to add a prayer request for all those living in addiction. Mm. Well, anonymous, we will definitely pray this decade as well for all those living in addiction. And you know what? There may be a connection in our consecration to the Sacred Heart through the Immaculate Heart and a freedom from addiction further down the line. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Anonymous. Listen, Anonymous, it's lovely to have you texting, and if you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. But if you just want to text an initial or something so I kind of know who you are, that would be great, and we'll keep praying for you in the next days ahead. Because listen, anybody who texts in about this, you're going to get extra prayers. I forgot to mention that. You get an extra dollop of prayers each day. So Chuck has texted in as well, and Tuck is saying, this is Chuck. I'm interested in the consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Well, Chuck, you're not only interested, you're signed up for it. So that's Chuck, that's Jim, that's David, that's Lee, and that's Anonymous. We have five.
Halfway there.
We have five. Could we get another five men or women? Women are allowed to play this game too. Five men or women before we finish our Divine Mercy Chaplet today. Could we get five people who could start the ball rolling on a radio experiment? A radio first, consecrating this show and you, every listener, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mm. I know, David, I know in my heart the people of Alabama won't let us down. I just know they won't.
I have faith.
Have faith. So listen, this fourth decade is for those five individuals who have signed up so far. And if you text in now, you will also be included in this decade, as we say. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Now, David, you're not going to believe this, but we've had an avalanche of texts. So I'm just going to read out the names of, and they're all women.
Yeah.
All women. So this is great. This is great. This is wonderful. So good morning, Mary. Mary is a prayer warrior. Mary, thank you very much. Mary's in. She just says, I'm in for this. Fantastic, Mary. Good morning to you and Ken. And then we had Louise, our good friend, who's often asking for different things. And we're very, very delighted to pray for you, Louise. Louise is in as well. She just says, please count me in. And then we had our very good friend, Dr. Amal from Belgium, texting in and saying that both her and her mother, Marguerite, they are both in as well. So at the moment, believe it or not, David, we have Mary, Louise, Amal, Margaret, Lee, David, Jim, Chuck, and Anonymous. now. How many is that?
Nine. Yeah, nine.
Is there one more person in the whole of Lower Alabama that thinks that the consecration to the Sacred Heart through the Immaculate Heart of Mary would be something worth doing?
Absolutely.
You've got one decade left to work this out, okay? One decade left, and then we're going to call it a day. We're going to go elsewhere. So this fifth and final decade, I'm going to come back to you in a moment, David, for whatever your final thoughts are. So if you could just have a little think about who or what you want us to pray for. But before we do so, I'm just going to turn to our producer, Reed. Reed, anybody or anything you want to pray for?
Yes, Kevin. I would love to pray for any college professors. To me, they're the people who really shape the methods and things like that that professionals take when they enter into the professional life for the first time. So I think that college professors have a huge responsibility toward fairness and toward always making sure that you know, the best methods are always used instead of maybe what would be the popular methods.
Yeah.
And then I also would love to pray for anybody who suffers from disordered attraction.
Yeah, absolutely. That, it's so good, these two intentions, Reed, because it's kind of the substance of a lot of what our discussions have been this week on the show and what the Holy Spirit has given us to deal with this week. So it's about culture and the creation of culture, which is so much through education. And it's also the victims of some of these ideologies that end up believing things and acting in certain ways, which they think will make them happy, but actually don't. So let's pray for everybody who's dealing with disordered affections of whatever sort, and also all the college professors and everybody in education, everybody who's forming young minds. You're also forming young souls. So let's pray for that very much at this time. Okay, last word comes to you, David. Who or what would you like us to pray for?
Kevin, I want to pray for my dear mother. Charlotte is her name, and she, my father passed. It'll be 2 years in August, and you know she's 85 and comes from the generation where Dad did everything, and
yeah.
And oftentimes when you see people that have been married 60 plus years and one passes, they truly have become one. And so there's a piece of her missing. She's coping and getting along, but you can always see it in those individuals' eyes that there is a definite loss. And so I just want to pray for her comfort. She plays the organ in her or did. She's not able to drive anymore, but in her parish in Mississippi. But let's add my mother Charlotte to the list.
Be delighted to, David. And Charlotte, if you're listening, you must be very proud of David, as we are. And it's great to meet you, if only through the radio waves. We now lift you up and pray for you at this time with your son, as we say. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Oh, my Jesus,
I trust in you.
Oh, my Jesus,
I trust in you.
Oh, my Jesus,
I trust in you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
David, thank you so much for coming in and praying with us here live on air.
Quite welcome. Always a pleasure, Kevin.
Kevin,
no, you're never going to believe what's just happened. Our 10th texter has come in, and guess who awesome. It is? Kay Rem, another prayer warrior. Kay, good morning to you. You're number 10.
Well, you beat me too, Kev. You beat me to it, Kevin. Kay, unfortunately for her, is not number 10. She's number 11. Because
number
we
10?
Also had Kristen during the last decade there. She called up and added her name to the list.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so Kristen and Kay are vying for that final position. Anyway, we're over the line,
yes, ladies. We're there.
Five ladies, so we had six ladies in the last 10 minutes. That's amazing. And we had five gentlemen at the start of the show. So I'm just going to read out the names. Chuck, Jim, Anonymous, David, Lee, Kristen, Louise, Mary, Amal, Marguerite, and Kay. You are our magic 11 who are going to give me something to do now. I've got to go away and find out how we're going to do this.
What a blessing.
So you're going to have to stay tuned. Listen, David, I hope you're going to come back and have some more fun with us here live on air. And we're going to pray for some people and do some good as well.
I'll see you in 2 weeks, Kevin. Good to see you.
Make sure you do. That was David Williams, one of our prayer warriors. When we come back, we are going to be talking about something I know nothing about, which is deep sea rodeo. Yep, Alabama, deep sea rodeo. Stay tuned to the Trinity Frequency here, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio. Welcome back to Eternity Frequency here, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio. Now, one of the joys of doing radio like this is that you come across things you know nothing about. Now, you might say that happens all the time on this show because I don't know a lot about the life of Alabama. And it's true. Now, located on Dauphin Island, the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo is the largest fishing tournament in the world. Who knew? It's founded in 1929, and the fishing rodeo now attracts over 3,000 anglers and 70,000 spectators. That's incredible. And guess what? It starts tomorrow, and I'm delighted to be joined by one of its organizers, Matt Glass. Matt, welcome to the Turley Frequency.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Matt, you're going to have to give me the beginner's guide to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. I know nothing about this. What is it, and how does it happen?
So, like you said, it's been going on since 1929. It's put on by the Mobile JCs, which is our Junior Chamber of Commerce. It's a bunch of volunteers that throughout the entire year we come together to put this tournament on. And it's, like I said, it's a lot of hard work. We start playing the tournament in August, and we elect our president, and we have all of our VPs that have their own specific job to do, me being this year VP of Publicity. And we work with the USA scientists to do the research on the fish, and it's, you know, students, and they're trying to get their master's or doctor or something, and they're using that research, you know, for their theses and all that stuff. And it's research that they've told us before would take over a year for them to get all that research, and we're able to do in a weekend for them to help those students out. So it's not only great for, you know, the town of Dauphin Island, for us as JCs to be able to put on such a great event, but it's good for the students there at University of South Alabama as well.
So talk to me, Matt. It's happening down on Dauphin Island. So if I went there tonight, what would I find, or tomorrow when it starts? How does it sort of run? I mean, do I just go with a fishing rod and say, right, I want to be in competition? How does it actually work?
So we sell our tickets. Open competition tickets online and ticket outlets, or actually on our rodeo site. We'll be selling those starting tomorrow afternoon at the rodeo site up until all tickets are sold up until 5 a.m. CAN blast Friday morning. So you go purchase your open competition ticket, and, yeah, you just, of course, read all the rules. And but you can fish either boat, land, kayak, pier. I mean, people do it all to enter into this tournament.
And the competition is who can land the biggest fish, I guess.
Yeah, so we have 33 different categories that you can place first through third in. And
wow.
Something that's really cool is everybody who weighs a legal fish of one of our 33 categories, we take their name and they get one entry into a random drawing. And at the end of the tournament on Sunday, we will pull one name out of that and they get a random drawing. Winner is going to be winning a 25-foot bait contender with a 250 Show Yamaha on the back of it.
Just give me an idea of some of those categories, Matt. I mean, 33 is a lot of fish. I mean, what are we talking, from really small to really big? How does it work?
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of inshore and offshore. So we've got grouper, we've got speckled trout, snapper. Snapper's back this year. We weren't quite sure if it was going to be in or not. Some of the others, you know, hardhead catfish. Just a bunch of good usual ones that everybody goes fishing for. Jack Crevalle, Triple Tail, bunch of good eating too.
But now listen, I know enough about the coastline down there off Alabama. Sometimes you get very large fish like shark. I mean, you wouldn't win the competition by landing a shark, would you?
No. So I mean, it's not the absolute largest because it's first through third for that category. So we do have a shark category, and that's going to be a bull and a tiger. So if you get a large, you know, bull or tiger, you can win that specific open category.
Wow!
So it's not the largest fish wins. You can have your largest category fish for, you know, species for that area.
Gotcha.
So like we have a bluefish, you know, I mean that's one of the ones that. So if you get the largest bluefish, you'd get first place for the bluefish.
Now, I was very surprised and impressed, I must say, Matt, to see the number of spectators that turn up. 75,000, that's a lot of people.
It is. So we have a sponsor tent that sets up, and as you come on site, you walk through the sponsor tent. And then we have sponsors all throughout the site as well. And we have bands playing. So tomorrow night's a huge night. That's our large contest night. And that's where anglers come up there, and they all try to tell the biggest lie, fish story. And the winner will get a trophy and a cooler. And I place out first, second, and worst is the ones that we give out for that. It's a wow. great time. Then after that, I've got Bruce Smelly Band coming to play after that. And then Friday night, we have Fly By Radio playing. Saturday in the afternoon, 2 to 5, I've got Brandon Blackburn playing. And Sunday from 1 to 4, I have Keith Burns playing. So it's going to be a great time. It's a great family fun event. Lots of people come down and set up their lawn chairs Thursday afternoon to watch the large contest, and we'll have a food truck on site and then some beverage tents as well.
Yeah, I looked at some of the television coverage from last year, Matt, and I was pleasantly surprised. It's a real, as you say, it's a real family event. Children really, really seem to enjoy it.
Yes. Last Saturday we had our kids tournament, and that was great. That's our favorite one, is putting on that kids tournament, seeing them slap up either a really big fish or one of the smallest ones ever, and they've all got the biggest smiles on their face, and that's what really gets us going is that kids tournament. It's a blast.
Now, the only thing that really throws a foreigner like me is the word rodeo. I mean, we have fishing competitions. I kind of get that. But where does the word rodeo fit into all of this?
You know, I've never been asked. That's a good question. I guess maybe because so many different categories.
Right.
Rounding them up.
Rounding them up. I mean, I had visions of people sitting in Stetsons as they were fishing, but that's probably not the right impression, right?
No, that is not the right impression. Now, we'll have a few of our members. They like to wear their cowboy hats. That's for sure.
Sure. Sure, sure. Now, you're part of the organizing committee. I mean, this sort of event over a number of days with 75,000 people, 3,000 anglers or plus 3,000. I mean, this is a big event. I mean, tell me, when did you start? When did you and your colleagues start the organization for this?
In August.
August
last year, yes. Yeah, so as soon as this year is over with, we'll
wow.
pack everything up, go to the award ceremony, and clean up the site. And then in August, we'll get back at it again for next year. It takes a full year of all of our members. And we have about, in the Mobile JCs alone, we have about 99 JC members, and we have three projects. And Mobile, Alabama has the two largest projects in the U.S. That the JCs put on, and that's the rodeo and the fair. Our third one's our trail maze, but yeah, we have about, I think, 70 members of the 99 are in the rodeo.
Talk to me a bit about the JCs. How does the mobile JCs, how does that work?
So you to be a JC, you have to be between the ages of 21 and 40 to be a mobile JC, and we have an annual meeting that everybody's invited to come to, and that's when we elect our chapter board and our new JC president for the year. And basically, you can come to that, or you can come to one of the project functions meetings, and you can see which one you want to join. I'm actually going to have a tent down there this weekend, telling everybody about it. And I've got some of the I'm on the chapter board as well, actually, and I'm going to have some other chapter boards members down there with me as well. And we're going to be promoting the JCs and trying to get young individuals, because that's what we're about, is molding younger individuals to be professional, businessmen and women. For society, and help our local community grow and do good charity work and stuff like that, like our kids tournament.
Absolutely, Matt. So, talk to me a little bit about some of which charities you help or local charities you've helped out through the benefits of the rodeo.
So, with our kids tournament, every dollar made in our kids tournament goes to what we call our kids shopping tour, where we take underprivileged kids shopping. And they get to buy gifts for, like, their mom, dad, brother, sister, all that good stuff. And it's a really neat thing. That's one great thing. And then Christmas Eve, we all get up to the fairgrounds about 2 a.m., and we cook a bunch of Christmas meals for families as well. We normally cook about 40 of those meals.
That's where
we
really
get people
good.
To help us donate. It is really cool. Then we go hand them out. And some of the meals even go to, like, the fire department, police department, take care of those that, aren't able to be with their families that day. It's a great thing. And, of course, St. Jude and there's several other foundations. And we get back to the University of South Alabama. I think we've donated close to $450,000 to the school.
That's wonderful. So this is a wonderful way where you bring people together, you give them a wonderful time, they have a good bit of fun competition, but you're actually giving back to your local community as well at the same time.
Absolutely, always. That's what we want to do is help our local community in Mobile and on Dauphin Island.
That's absolutely wonderful. Well, look, Matt, everybody here at Archangel, we wish you and everybody on the team a wonderful few days now. We hope it goes well, safely. Everybody has a lovely time. You raised loads of money, and you help lots of good causes in the Mobile, Alabama area.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That was Matt Glass. And if you want to find out more about this wonderful competition, the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo starts tomorrow and runs until the 23rd down at Dauphin Island, which you'll all know where that is. And if you want to find out more, you can check it out at adsfor.com. That's adsfor.com. Or you just do a search for Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and they have a very, very impressive website. And you'll even see a photograph of Matt. I noticed he was there as one of the officers for this. It sounds like a really, really fun time. And if it's as beautiful as it looks in these photographs, it's also something that's going to be just a nice place to look at the sea and the ships and all those wonderful fish being landed on the shore. Okay, well, let's check in. Reed, will you be going to this Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo?
It really sounds like a good time, Kevin. I'm afraid I might be here during it is the only
what?
Problem.
Aren't there labor laws in the United States that allow you freedom of worship at these sorts of events?
Well, maybe. I'll have to check it out. Dauphin Island is such a beautiful area.
Sounds it.
It says what it says on the tin is what I mean. It's a pretty big island right out there in the middle of Mobile Bay, just south of Mobile.
If it's as beautiful as it looks in these photographs I'm looking at online at the website for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, it really is a very beautiful spot. It's also nice. I'm suddenly struck at how French all of this is. We've got Mobile and we've got Dauphin Island, right? It's all French, right?
You know what? I've never really thought of that, but that makes a lot of sense, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Reed.
When I was younger, we went to a field trip to Dauphin Island for the national. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but there's a wildlife research center there, which is very interesting. Ospreys, pelicans, crabs, and everything. You can just walk out into the reserve and observe all those things. So definitely a great place to visit.
It sounds it. And a few days of great family fun. Now, you're no stranger to rodeos, the other sorts of rodeos, though, are you, Reed?
I'm not. My family rides horses, so they get involved in rodeos every once in a while.
That's interesting.
But it's all above water.
You know, one of the things I'd love to go to one day, it'll probably never happen, I'd love to go to a rodeo. Rodeos have a sort of mystique about them, or is that just a European's take on it?
I think that it does have some element of mystique to it. I mean, in America, people don't really show the same interest in that they do in a lot of the other just like ball sports and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
It's a somewhat uniquely American thing, especially the actual pageantry of it. You know, I'm sure people rope animals, you know, worldwide, but you know, the show that's made out of it is what is uniquely American.
Now, I've just had a message from our esteemed executive producer. Good morning to you, Michelle. And Michelle is saying that she may be in the area tomorrow, Dauphin Island, and she may check in at the rodeo and report back to us on the proceedings there. Well, Michelle, that would be great fun. What sort of fish do you think Michelle would be catching tomorrow, Reed?
Oh my gosh, you're going to expose me to all the fishermen who listen to our show.
It's got to be shark, right?
Oh man, what was he saying? The competition, bluefish or something like that, bluefin tuna, something like that.
I don't know. Most of my fish comes out of the freezer,
yep.
So you're the worst person to ask about that sort of stuff.
Me too. This is not a show of seafood experts. If you guys or at least the acquisition of seafood, I may be a little bit of a seafood expert, but only when it comes to eating it.
Yes, fish and chips I'm pretty good on. The rest, it starts to get a bit vague. But, Michelle, that would be great fun if you can report in from the rodeo tomorrow. It sounds like an absolutely wonderful day. I was looking, as I was telling Matt, I was looking at some footage from television reports last year because it was the first year they did it properly after the COVID pandemic times. So it really looked like a great celebration and a real chance for people to just enjoy themselves. I'm assuming the schools are all out at the moment at Alabama, so all the families can just wander along to Dauphin and do their fishing and eat their burgers and drink their drinks and do whatever they do.
Yes, there may be some private schools that are still still in session right now, but I'm pretty sure any public schools, and that would include Catholic schools, they're not public, but they have the same scheduling. Is what I mean.
Absolutely.
By that.
Now, what did you make of our call to arms today, Reed? And we managed to find 11 good men and true, good women and true, to come forward and to now ask the question, well, how do we go about this process of consecrating? I'll have to I'll have to contact Father Boniface and get some information on this. But I'm very impressed that 11 people have stepped forward and said, yes, we want to be part of this.
I'm very impressed, too. I attended a little bit of an event for young adults just in the diocese. It was probably about a month ago, and it just dispelled kind of any illusion that I had that I am talking into the void. You know, people were just telling me, you know, I hear you on there. I enjoy the topics that you guys have, and really that just made me, you know, think about the product that we can really offer to people, and the Divine Mercy Chaplet is the biggest part of that. I really am enjoying everything that that's grown into in the last few months.
Yeah, you can't go wrong when you bring God into the picture, can you?
Exactly. And then also, you know, the idea of consecrating the show, I'm not 100% sure everything that's going to go into that. It sounds like a really great idea, and I know Father Boniface is going to, he's an expert, so he'll be able to come on the show again, hopefully in the next couple weeks. We'll get all of the actual logistics of that ironed out, and then we'll take care of it.
It's going to be a lot of work for you and I, Reed, but somebody's got to do it, so I guess we better step up to the mark and lead this little band of believers and listeners through this desert to the promised land of a consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But isn't it interesting, Reed, that on the day that we just happened to be talking about Fatima and what Our Lady said about Fatima, about the consecration to the Immaculate Heart and how it would triumph in the end, and then shortly afterwards, we have this deluge of people who say, yes, I want to be part of that. Coincidence?
Oh, well, you know how I feel about coincidences on the Turley frequency.
The same way Pope John Paul II felt about coincidences, I think. There aren't
any.
This is all part of the plan. But isn't it interesting? I don't know about you, Reed, but I'm really enjoying doing this show for lots of reasons. I love doing this show. But one of the things I really enjoy is each day the Holy Spirit has surprises in store for you, me, and our listener.
Certainly.
It's almost like in the control room, there's Reed and there's the Holy Spirit, and I'm never sure who's communicating with me.
Well, I mean, I always pray to be guided by the Holy Spirit, so hopefully the Lord is, you know, always going to use me and everybody else that works at Archangel as an instrument to really propel his message forward.
Amen to that.
Well, it's really been a great day. I enjoyed having Joe Pronition talking about the apparitions. That's something that I've been researching a little bit myself. I knew a lot about Fatima and a little bit about Our Lady of Guadalupe, but I really didn't know anything about some of the more obscure ones. Obviously, you were going into the approval process and everything.
That's right. No, it's a fascinating area, and I think it's something which can benefit all of us. You know, we don't have to believe it as Catholics, but for those of us that want to, I mean, if you read the writings of Sister Lucia, I can assure you, you will get a lot out of it. She was very much a mystic and had a wonderful way of telling a tale as well. She's a beautiful woman.
Yes. Well, so what do we have coming up tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we're changing gears again. We have the author and public intellectual John Harvitt, who will be joining us to tell us all about how to put society back together. That's right. He's got a new book called The Return to Order. So we've been listening to all the confusion in the last few days. Now we're going to have an author and an intellectual who's going to give us the roadmap back to sanity.
Yes, consecrating our show to the Immaculate Heart will be a great first step, but he'll be able to come on and give us the steps that come after that.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to us today. We've really enjoyed serving you here on the Good Ship Archangel Radio. If you've enjoyed it, let's do it all again. Same time, same frequency, same me. In the meantime, may St. Joseph watch over you and all those you love. And until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you. And it's still time to text the show and say, yes, you want to be consecrated to the Sacred Heart through the Immaculate Heart of Mary.